Hello, my name is Frank, calling you from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people opinion toward public affairs and current events. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, as I mentioned to you, my name is Frank from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people opinion toward public affairs and current events. In this case, this phone number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote in this city?
Am I what?
If you're currently registered.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Perfect. Perfect. And well, in this case, let me ask you this real quick. So at this point, so right now, you're registered as Democrat, registered as Republican, registered as something else? Democrat. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And as, in this case, as things stand now, how often do you vote in an election from governor and, in this case, senator for this coming, in this case, this coming November?
I vote at every election.
Oh, you vote every, and you always vote?
I always vote.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. And, in this case, would you please tell me your age? Between 18 to 34, between 35 to 49, between 50 to 64, between 65 to 74, or between 75 or more?
Whatever, up to 64. 50 to 64.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, in this case, in Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African-American, Anglo or White, Hispanic or Asian. So in this case, who will you describe yourself as, African American?
No, I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. Thank you so much for letting me know that. In this case, generally speaking, do you feel that things are in Florida better right now, or do you think that it's going to a wrong direction?
With Governor DeSantis, it's going in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction. Okay, understood. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, in this case, if the election for state senator was today, would you definitely vote for the Democrat candidate?
Yes.
Probably vote for the... Yes.
No. Yes. No more Republicans.
No. Okay, understood. Perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And now I'd like to ask you your opinion in this case for some impression that some people... an organization says, and well, in this case, please let me know if you're in this case very agree or disagree in this case in the things that I'm going to tell you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's the National Raffle Association.
I disagree.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Disagree.
Florida Powered and Light or FPL?
Disagree.
Thank you so much. Anna Iskamin?
Agree.
Okay, awesome. Ron DeSantis?
Disagree.
Excellent. Joe Biden?
Agree.
Okay, perfect. Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood? Agree.
Agree. Greg Poole?
Yep. Who?
Greg Poole.
Red Bull?
No, Greg Poole.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't know? Okay, not a problem. Walt Disney World?
Agree.
Thank you so much. And Rick Scott?
Disagree.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. And well, in this case, thinking about the job that Anna Iskamin is doing right now as a state representative, do you strongly approve it? Do you approve her?
I strongly approve. Yes.
Strongly approve. Awesome. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, in this case, if the election of the state representative, if you're going to vote today, would you definitely vote for the re-election of Anna Iskamin?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president was today, in this case, so do you vote for Donald Trump or you vote for Joe Biden or for any other?
Joe Biden.
Okay, perfect. And if the election of the United States Senate were today, so in this case, do you think that you vote for Rick Scott, the Republican, or Debbie Powell, the Democrat?
Debbie Powell, the Democrat.
Debbie. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And if the election of the state representative was today, in this case, for these of these candidates, do you vote Greg Paul, the Republican, or Anna Eskamine, the Democrat?
Anna Eskamine, the Democrat.
Always Democrat. Okay, thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, in this case, as you may know right now, there will also be, in this case, they're going to add more things in this case, and that's one of the things that we want to ask you. So, well, you know that, so they are going to add the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitution in this case, let me explain you in a different way, okay? Just give me 1 second. As you may know, so there will be also amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. Once constitutional amendment, this title is amended to limit government interference with abortion.
The government shouldn't have anything to do with abortion. I am pro-abortion, so however I need to, that's how I'm going to vote. Pro-abortion.
Pro-choice. Pro, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in this case, which of the following issues do you think that is the most important right now in the state? Let me know. First of all, is fighting crime and protection of the public.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And well, the other one, which of the following is the most important issue for you? Reduction of the cost of the insurance, create jobs opportunity, protect the water and earth, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, improving the public schools, making housing more affordable, keeping abortion and safe.
All of them. All of them are important.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that. Just 1 second. And well, perfect. So which of the following issues do you think that is the most important for you right now that the government need to focus on? Expanding the public transportation, and in this case, improving the public schools, reduction the traffic congestion, reducing the crime, lowering in this case the taxes, and create more job opportunities. Okay. Well, thank you so much for letting me know that. And which of the following is the most important issue for you? Expanding, in this case, of public transportation, improving the schools, reduction traffic congestion, reduction of the crime, lowering taxes, making houses more affordable? Making houses. Okay, thank you so much for letting me know that. So in this case, now I'm going to read you some candidates will in this case say, and you let me know if you agree or disagree, okay?
Okay, are we almost done? I have to go somewhere.
Yeah, I almost finished. So well, in this case, so which of the following do you like more? A candidate who say that the Democrat Party is part of the socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country. A candidate who say that Democrat Party is not sociable and politicians use such these parties as just to win election, or you don't know?
Not the first, the second one.
Not any of them.
Oh, actually, okay. Not none of them.
Okay, no, no, okay, not a problem then. So, okay, the second question in this case, a candidate opposed to political. Just give me 1 second. This is not loading. Oh, perfect. So in this case, Ana Escamilla lost her mother for cancer when she was 13 years old. So she know that, in this case, hard work that she's going to do is support families to struggle, to be more, when they struggle. So let me see if I can put you in the right way, okay? So Ana Escamilla lost her mother for cancer when she was 13 years old. And she know that the one of the things that she want to do in this case is help a lot of people that are having that problem and helping the hospital and things like that. So do you think that is a
yes,
very commitment
good.
Thing?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes, that's a good thing. Good thing, yes.
Okay, perfect. And Ana Escamilla will fight, in this case, to protect and save the water and the earth. So... Well,
yes,
she's
fine. It's good.
Okay, perfect. And well, in this case, Greg Poole will work on the project of the parental rights to take in a walkie. Well, in this case, Greg Poole is going to work on the schools and protect children from sexual content as a bad things. In this case, let's put a
spike in. I'm not for him. I'm for Ana Escamilla. I'm not for that guy. I'm not for him.
Oh, you're not for him?
Is he a Democrat?
Yes.
What's he running for?
Well, in this case, based on the survey, that's the only thing that I can say. So, it's a Democrat.
Well, I don't have any opinion on him because I don't know who he is.
Okay, understood. Just let me put that information here in my notes. Just click one second.
Okay, I have time for one more question. I gotta go.
Oh, you okay? Well, actually, I almost finished. Okay. I almost finished. And well, in this case, let me ask you the last question. Well, in the election for the state representative, if the election of the state representative was today, do you vote for Greg Poole or for you vote for the Republican and Eskimen?
No, I would vote. Ana Escamilla is not, she's a Democrat.
Yeah, the Democrat.
I would vote for her.
Vote for her. Okay, awesome. Perfect. And well, in this case, almost finished. So what is your first source of national and political news? The internet, Orlando Sentinels, top radio shows?
The New York Times.
New York Times. Okay, perfect. Awesome. And well, perfect. Just a few more questions for I almost finished. And what is the last
thing like that you
New
had York.
On in the school?
Excuse me.
So what is the last grade or degree that you complete in your school? High school degree, college degree,
Postgraduate degree.
Okay, perfect. And do you have any children more older than 18 years?
Yes, three.
Three. And they live with you?
No.
Okay, perfect. And what is your religion? Baptist, other religion, Christian, Catholic?
I'm Catholic.
Okay, perfect. So in this case, that's all the questions that I have from you, and thank you so
much. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.